Natukunda had a stall at the market in old Kampala. Wood, sticks and sacks held the ramshackle thing together. She sold pineapples, mangoes, watermelons, bananas and jackfruits, sometimes papayas, guavas, sweet potatoes and tomatoes. What she earned was a pittance. But she could buy the occasional gomezi of imported cotton, 6 meters of it. Rose and lime were her favorite, puffed sleeves, brightly colored and reaching the floor. Each gomezi fitted her just right, its sash over her hips. When the meters allowed, she made a headdress. Sometimes she sent money to her parents out east in Mbale. They were always sick with malaria, bilharzia, or dysentery. And the witch doctor's herbs and beheaded cockerel were not working. The old folk needed to walk into a clinic, and the white man's tablets cost money. Now she looked at her husband as though he wore empty tins around his leg.
"You're mad! Foolish, or both," she said. "Take me back to my parents and they will return your dowry."
"Crooked wood shows the best sculptor," said Kaikara. "The programmer is working with nature. His invention will change our lives."
And who knows about this programming?
"Everybody."
"So why aren't they buying it?"
"He who can't dance says the ground is full of rocks. But you and I know better than that. We dance like there is no tomorrow."
"And you say a chippy?"
"Yes."
"Inside my body?"
"Yes."
"Will it hurt?"
"So tiny in your neck you wouldn't feel a thing."
"Like when I cut my foot on that hoe and the doctor at the clinic did me tetanus with a needle and I didn't get sick."
"Yes. Easy like a shot. You're doing this for us. For you and me and our baby Mukasa. And your parents. I can work with no worry about data on my phone and you can send more money to your people. It's important that you do this, Natukunda."
"For what?"
"Unlimited data. It's called Bluetooth. Waves from your body will connect with my smartphone and will pair. You'll never need a telephone for yourself. Your whole body will be a smartphone and I'll never need to buy data bundles again. It all comes with a chip."
"Bluetoothy for how long?"
"It lasts a lifetime."
"And a man named after the radio told you this?"
"When you show the moon to a child, it only sees your finger. Natu, try and see the shiny moon beyond the finger."
"Why can't you do it?"
she asked, as Mukasa whimpered, drowsy-eyed at her breast. She tucked her up around him.
"You take the chippy, Kaikara."
"A woman is the queen of the earth. The cord needs your fertile body to work properly."